All right, today we're going to talk about the what I call hope crashing. With any chronic condition, there's a lot of hope crashing that comes along with it, unfortunately. When you get hopeful for a new appointment or a new treatment that's coming up and that you hope is going to help you with your condition, or seeing a new specialist that you believe might be able to help as well, getting excited to see what the new doctor has to say or how the new treatment works for you, and then finding out that it doesn't, or you need to try something new. So hope crashing, as I call it, is probably one of the hardest things I find to deal with a chronic condition. And I want to give you a few tips of things that I have dealt with in regards to getting excited to see a possible doctor that I thought was going to be helpful in my journey, only to arrive and be disappointed as they Google my condition. I have also been in a situation where I have found something that I believe would help my issue. I presented it. I have spent the money on getting it, only to find out that it does not work. Hope crashing is a big part of dealing with the constant getting your hopes up and being hopeful and then having it come crashing down, and it can become very disheartening in general to have that and to deal with that on a regular occurrence. It has put myself in just complete tears sometimes when I felt I've done all the research that I could possibly do for my condition and have done everything that I thought I needed to do for the condition, and then gone to a follow-up appointment that I thought everything was going to be fine and being told differently. It has put me into some very serious depression and really kind of knocked me back quite a bit from the strength that it takes every day to be a chronic warrior and constantly live as much of a normal life as possible with a chronic condition. So for me, I have come to a point where I don't stop getting hope that there's still an option. I think that that's a bad mode to get into. I still hope every single time that something's going to pan out, and I don't ever lose that hope. Is it disheartening? Yes, it is. Is it horrible when it doesn't pan out? Yes, it is. But sometimes you have to kind of do a reset, because if you lose hope, you're going to lose your strength to fight. So what I usually do is when I have gone to an appointment and I've gotten some horrible news or a treatment that I was put on did not work, is I take a moment to grieve. I might cry, I might get angry, I might just sit with myself and feel what I'm so upset about. That may take a maximum for me. It used to take a long time, and now I have set myself to 2 days. 2 days max is what it takes for me to move past and get back up and decide to move on to find something else. Hope crashing is difficult because we get it a lot, especially with Ehlers-Danlos, and I mean, just about any chronic condition out there is going to have hope crashing, where you hope a new medication that you were given pans out, or you hope that a new doctor or a specialist that you were referred to pans out. It just happens. And the only thing I can tell you is don't sit in it for too long. Yes, you can be disappointed, because it is just disappointing in healthcare in general, just dealing with a chronic condition and the fact that people are not always listening, and some doctors are just piss poor to begin with, and in general, healthcare is still a business, and you need to pay attention to the fact that it is a business. So hope crashing is something you have to deal with. Just don't sit in it for longer than a day or two. Always remember you have to get back up and keep fighting. Always remember that there's always something else that's going to come around the bend. There's always new stuff that's coming out. There's always new doctors that are graduating. There's always new options. And as a warrior, it is your role to look and find and reach out to see what you can figure out. It is also your role that when things don't go well, to make sure to take that corrective action. Don't sit with a doctor or a supposed solution that has been presented to you just because it took you so long to get to that point. So what I mean by that is if you have a doctor that you don't feel is listening to you, or you don't feel they treat you well, or you don't like the communication style, don't stay. Don't stay just because you think that they're a specialist with your chronic condition. There's plenty of options out there, even though it may not seem like it, especially with certain rarer conditions, but there are other physicians out there. Don't sit in a treatment that you feel is working for one thing, but then creating five other problems for you. Just really pay attention to what is going on. I know you're hopeful for that solution that helps you return as much to your normal life, but just make sure you're paying attention to what you're giving up for that treatment. So, for instance, if you are taking a treatment that improves your energy, but then you're sick to your stomach and you have constant headaches and you have like no real drive to do anything, or it's caused any form of depression, just make sure you're paying attention to and weighing in how you feel about it in its entirety. Don't get stuck in the hope train of this is going to be the one that works if it's starting to create other problems. So just be aware of how things are going and pay attention to how you feel. How you feel is ultimately your best course of action to determine how you're living your best life. So just make sure you're paying attention and you're aware, and don't accept less than what you deserve. Everyone out here deserves to have the best treatment and situation for their own life and to live their best life. Don't accept less than that. So make sure you're paying attention. Make sure you do what's best for you and note it. Keep a journal. See what's going on, or see how you're feeling. If you're taking something new or your doctor's prescribed something else to help, make sure that you're documenting how you're feeling. Always give new treatments some time, but just pay attention that after 30, 60, or 90 days, if you're still not feeling where you want to feel, then what else needs to change? And just start having those discussions. So, like I said, with hope crashing, it's going to happen, unfortunately. It's very hard, but just don't sit in it for too long. I hope this helps somebody. As always, if there's anything you want me to discuss any further, please let me know. Good luck.